The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
It's time for The Drives Top 4 at 4.
All right. 4 o'clock, hour one of the books. Rick Butler has our Top 4 at 4.
All right, gentlemen, top story of the day today, Rick Barnes' press conference today at the University of Tennessee. He talked about what all happened during the time where we didn't know if he was going to or maybe not going to UCLA. This is what he had to say about it. "I think I would have been the coach at UCLA," Barnes told the reporters. "I said that to people before. I really felt at the time that's what would happen." So Rick Barnes telling the press today that he might have gone, he might not have gone. But really, the buyout was the biggest issue. So it looks like money was the only thing that was standing in the way of Rick Barnes becoming the next coach for the Bruins.
Yep. Looks like it was the money, but seems like I feel like Barnes tried to make it seem like that wasn't the case. I feel like that goes against everything that he's kind of made it out to be. He's kind of been a guy that it's not about the money, but comes down to show that it's kind of all about the money for everybody.
All right, number two. It looks like, according to the Tennessee basketball Twitter account, rising senior guard Lamonte Turner had gone through a arthroscopic procedure on his...
Arthroscopic,
that's right.
Arthroscopic, yes.
Arthroscopic procedure on his left shoulder today, just from lingering issues last year. Looks like his activity will be limited for several weeks. However, it is the offseason, so I don't really think it's the biggest deal right now. Also, in a little bit of Tennessee basketball news, co-scoring leader Avina Westbrook leaves the Lady Vols basketball program. She'll be entering the transfer portal. New Lady Vols coach Kelly Harper said that Avina and I met to discuss her future, and she shared with me that she had decided to transfer. We wish her well. So, little news on both the men's and women's team for the Lady Vols basketball.
Was Westbrook the one that had the comments about Holly with making the change?
Yes. She got absolutely roasted on national television.
Not surprised she's leaving.
Pretty much a who's who of college basketball, or women's college basketball coaches and former players.
Yeah. They didn't really hold back.
Was it Becca one of Lobo? The
Yes, and she's on ESPN. ESPN Women, I believe.
Where'd she play? She played at UConn.
Makes sense if she played for New Mexico. Lobos.
Lobo. She played for...
It's the stupidest thing you've ever said.
I don't know where she played. It's women's basketball. Who cares where Rebecca Lobo played?
All right,
Rick,
next,
number
Rick.
Three.
Yeah, I don't really know where she played. All right, number three. Look at this. NBA playoff news. Boogie Cousins, who I'm actually pretty sure has said that he does not want to go by Boogie anymore, he tore his left quad in yesterday's game versus the Clippers.
He tore his quad. How bad do you think that hurts, man?
Oh, you know it's got to hurt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was just
horrible.
Running after a loose ball and goes down. You hate to see it. I mean, I'm no fan of the Warriors. Not by any stretch of the imagination.
He's also a Kentucky Wildcat.
And I'm not the biggest fan of Boogie, but you hate to see it happen that way for him.
Anybody rupture their quad.
I mean, he had some problems earlier in the year just trying to get ready to play, and then to go out this early in the playoffs, hate to see it for him.
Yeah, also, the Clippers had a 31-point comeback yesterday versus the Warriors. I'm pretty sure the biggest in NBA playoff history.
It is.
That is incredible. All right, last but not least, the Seattle Seahawks, a little bit of NFL news, haven't had that in a while. Seattle Seahawks make Russell Wilson the top-paid player in the NFL. Russell Wilson signed a $140 million extension, includes a $65 million signing bonus. This is a four-year deal. Not just the highest-paid quarterback, highest-paid player in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same deal we talked about with Barnes.
Is
Barnes the third best coach in college basketball? No.
No.
Is Russell Wilson the best quarterback, the best player in the NFL? No.
He's one of them.
But it's just the way that it had to that it works out, just the timing of it, and the next time Aaron Rodgers or whoever the hot quarterback is is due for a deal, they'll be the highest paid player.
Well, it's not even the, you know, sometimes not even the hottest players, right? It's just, you know, if your team is not going to pay you,
yeah, you're,
and if they're in need, then
they're
not going to pay me, someone else will.
They're in the same situation with Barnes. He's a sure thing. You know what you get out of him. Did they overpay? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's better than the alternative.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that right there is the top 4-4.
Top 4-4. Thank you, Rick Butler. Let's go back to the phones. Let's get T-Carp in here. T-Carp, how's it going, man?
Fellas, how's it going? Hope everybody's doing well.
Doing well.
Sorry that Russell's not doing too hot, but...
He's on the mend.
But, he said he had the Black Death again, or he just can't talk? Is that what's up?
He can talk. He just can't talk more than 5 words without coughing. And he's got what sounds like a fairly painful ear infection.
Yeah, just get him a hot toddy and get him in here and get this going.
Yeah, I don't know, man. None of us want to be sick.
I would love to see Russell Litt doing the drive. This whole thing, man, it's like you, Bear. It's like 990 calling you and saying, hey, we want you to do our show. You and Russell work things out, and then you go through the entire station and say, well, I was going to go to 990 the whole time, but they wouldn't pay me what I wanted to be paid. It doesn't sound good. You just don't do that. It doesn't look smart. It doesn't look smart for Tennessee to be the top of Yahoo and the top of ESPN with what Barnes said. It's just not a good look, and I'm sick and tired of being not a good look at Tennessee. Am I wrong to feel that way?
No. I can't. Part of me, though, I mean, that's just kind of who Barnes is, though, right? I mean, he just kind of tells it like it is. He doesn't really sugarcoat things. And I don't necessarily – I mean, I think he made it pretty clear. I don't think he cares how it looks. I think he just flat out told the truth. But, no, I think you're – I think you have every right to feel the way you do, T-Carp. I mean, I'm kind of – I'm almost right there with you.
I kind of like what Jamie said. You know, you think it's nice and kind of in here when you're winning. Wait till you start losing. Wait till you start screwing up and we don't like it. Then see how much of appreciation you get. It's just, I think the guy, I don't know. It really put a bad taste in my mouth, and the whole preacher stick is over. It needs to be over. Another quick thing. What's our expectations now that we've seen the spring game? We've had a few days to kind of digest it. What's our expectations for this year? Mine have always been kind of 7-5, and I'm still right there. But I don't see any real improvement from last year. Is that
– It's hard to tell in the spring. T-Carp, you know that.
I know that, but I don't care. I mean, what else are we going to talk about? Barnes screwing up some more? I mean, we got to have something to talk about.
I mean, we can talk about it. I mean, it's just it doesn't come close to resembling what we're going to be come August.
I mean, I don't think 7-5 is out of the question, T-Carp. I mean, you should win the 3 out of conference game, or your 3 cupcakes, right? Georgia State, Chattanooga, and UAB. You should win those 3. Vanderbilt and Kentucky should be wins. There's 5.
But are you confident in Garantano? I'm not. Still not. I mean, he's shown me nothing. He's shown me nothing. He's shown me that he can overthrow receivers. That's all he's shown me.
I'm not supremely confident that he's going to be the guy to just go out there and lead the way, but right now he's kind of the only option.
I agree
that,
there.
The thing that keeps me from going – kind of where you're at, T-Carp, is
okay.
That I do think the quarterback of the future is on campus now.
You think that Maurer kid is real deal, and he's the one going to be leading the way after Garantano?
Yeah, if he stays healthy and he develops and progresses and puts in the work to get better, yeah. He's got the arm.
We saw that. I think he's got the arm, and he's got the decision-making ability. I know we made 2 bad decisions, but I at least think he's making decisions on the fly rather than taking sacks. You know, the guy, I don't know. at the same time, I know we don't want interceptions, but I'd rather have my quarterback still on the field than broken in half. So, anywho, guys, see y'all.
Appreciate the call, T-Carp. 865-546-8200. Let's get Phil in here. Phil, how's it going, buddy?
What do you say, Brandon?
Not a whole lot, Phil.
How are you, Bear and the Cody McClure's on there?
We got a full house today. We've got me, Bear, Rick, and Cody.
The pros from
Dover,
Phil.
You know, y'all changed the name of the show the evening with Cody. I mean, that'd be a pretty good show, you know.
An evening with Cody McClure.
Yeah. Got a ring to it, don't it?
Yeah. Sounds like an adult film.
Or a happy hour.
Cody, you promised.
Could be the same thing.
You know, Cody, you made a good point about the losing all these players. And if Grant Williams leaves, I think Tennessee would be a borderline on the bubble team, maybe NIT. I mean, unless they recruit players that can, you know, come in here and keep us where we're going.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds to me like the expectations and the realistic outcomes are going in opposite directions. And that's why I'm thinking this thing gets ugly. I think Rick Barnes took a heel turn today. It may not, yeah. We may not see it immediately, but it's going to happen. And you can bet if things start going badly next year, everybody's going to look back on this day.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to be a pretty picture.
That being said, though, they're after this Cone kid at point guard, and they're after this German 6'9 player, and they're after some guy named Oliver Robinson. I can't pronounce his last name. He's a 6'8 post player. They're not going after these guys unless they think they're going to have some attrition over there, even though they announced today that there was going to be no movements on the roster outside the two NBA guys. So
I don't either, but I'm not sure if you heard us earlier. What's the kid's name from Virginia Tech?
Blackshear.
I'd take him in a minute if you could get him.
He entered the portal.
Yeah, and then the point guard at Lipscomb, I would take him if you could get him. I mean, if you can't get a 4 or 5-star high schooler, you get you a good transfer in there, because he's better than those other two grad transfers that we had in here 2 years ago.
Are you concerned? What's your level of concern with Turner with the shoulder surgery?
Well, you got to be always concerned, but Turner's tough. I mean, he'll find a way. I mean, that guy's a warrior. And I heard the new assistant coach talking about Turner today. So, I mean, evidently Turner'll probably be the leader of the team next year. What you think?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, if he goes to the draft, it's going to be Turner and Bowden. Those are going to be your guys.
Now, Rick Barnes he did inherit a mess. Really, the only players he had when he got here were Amani Moore and Robert Hubbs III. And
Bobby was hurt all the time.
Tindall signed Kevin Punter, and Kevin Punter was here for 1 year. That's only three good players he had.
Do we have any level of confidence, though, that Rick Barnes is going to put together a team better than the one he had this past season?
Next year? No. Or just any year?
Any year.
Oh, well, I think 2020 comes here, and they get these players in 2020, they'll be automatically a Sweet 16 team the next year with players they're involved with.
The thing I'm wondering is if it gets too nasty before that happens.
Well, there's always that possibility. You know how Tennessee fans are.
That's true.
But
we are a
vile
bunch.
He needs to win enough just to get in the tournament next year.
Yeah, I think as long as he makes
like $5 million.
Yeah, as long as he makes a tournament, I feel like it'd be fine. They aren't getting rid of somebody that runs a program the way he runs it if he's making the tournament and runs into the Sweet 16.
Yeah, but he's put, like you say, he put his foot in his mouth today, and it kind of puts more pressure on him. I mean, now Cody's right. You're not going to give him the benefit of the doubt now.
You think he's going to get involved? Has he offered they had a super kid from Catholic?
Well, I understand Seton Hall offered him recently.
Seton Hall offered him last night.
So,
because he's what, 6'10"?
Look at there. He'll be better than Kyle Alexander time. He's an upperclassman in college. So,
Well, he's already bigger than Kyle right now. What is he, like 6'9 or 6'10 and about 240?
He's 6'9, about 225, something like that. And he's muscular and athletic. It's something Tennessee don't have at the post position.
A large young man.
And then, of course, DJ Burns, we don't know how good he is or not. I mean, I don't, you know. Well, I've seen his highlights in high school. Well, that's high school competition. You really can't make anything out of it. I mean, Derek Walker looks good in his high school competition, but he ain't done nothing since last year at Tennessee, so I don't know.
You think they should have left him pudgy?
Do what?
Like, the biggest difference with him this year that I noticed was he lost a lot of weight. He lost a ton of weight.
Yeah,
he's like all muscled up now.
Something I need to do, but another story. Guys, Josiah James, we need to celebrate he's coming in here. This kid may be as good as advertised. I mean, we got a five-star coming in and act like he's no good.
Yeah, I mean, I think if DJ Burns is – I mean, he until Josiah James signed, I mean, Burns was the highest-rated player that Barnes had signed. So if he lives up to that and you got Bowden and Turner, and if Josiah James is anything what he's expected to be, I mean, I think we'll be a decent team next year. I think I think we'll be in the upper tier of the Southeastern Conference. Do I think we'll win it? Probably not, but I think we'll be probably fourth, fifth, somewhere around in there.
Well, Pember and Devontae Gaines got a lot of upside to them. They just need to get stronger. And Rick Barnes has got the guy in the weight conditioning over there to do that. Hopefully it'll, you know, I don't want a two-year project. They're going to have to help next year. And I don't know if they're quite ready yet, but they're going to have to anyway. See you, guys.
See you, Phil. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Pember, I mean.
What do you call Josiah? How do you say that one? That was a new one even for me.
Jazaya.
I like it.
I mean, it's not the kid's name. Kid's name is Josiah.
Is it ridiculous to say that if Rick Barnes really wanted to be at UCLA, we should have let him walk?
Not without them giving us our $5 million.
As opposed to the money that we're going to pay him now?
No. Because we're going to – I fully expect us to be in the tournament every year with him. We'll be one of the teams.
That won't be good enough. Being in the tournament every year will not be good enough because of the money that we're paying him.
The problem with that, I agree. But I feel like guys like us are in the minority. Most people around town, most of the fan base, I'm telling you, they're going to be, as long as we're in the tournament, make it Sweet 16s, they'll ride with him.
I don't think so, man.
Really?
I don't think so. Maybe some people, maybe.
I mean, Butch would still be here if he kept going to bowl games.
Well, I didn't hear all of John Facebook Post's call earlier, but he made some vague comparison between Butch and Barnes, right?
Yes.
What exactly was he saying? Because if you look, and I might upset a lot of the Drive listeners here, but if you look at some of the similarities, I'm not talking about who they are as people, but as Phil mentioned, Barnes putting his foot in his mouth today and not getting the benefit of the doubt in the future, is that not sort of the same thing that happened with Butch? He became unlikable? Now, his problem was not – Barnes is likable, but Barnes' problem is going to be more so that we're paying him too much as opposed to Butch just being really, really unlikable. But I think it's kind of a similar mistake.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's an interesting question to ponder.
But the thing about the tournament is if Barnes can get us there every year, if you make it enough, you're going to go on a run eventually. You'll make a deep run eventually. Or
well,
just,
I think
just
Butch Jones would have won 10 games eventually if you'd kept him around long enough. Was what Barnes did this year not the equivalent of 2016 football?
No.
Tons of talent, tons of expectations.
We didn't spend 5 weeks at number one.
No, not quite. But you were viewed as, one point, probably the second best team in the SEC behind Bama. I mean, you were a top 10 football team. Just throwing it out there. I mean, at the end of the day, you got nothing to show for it. I don't know that the comparison's that far off.
I mean, I see where you're going. The way I view it, and like I said in the first hour, I would rather overpay for Barnes and know what we're going to get, because I'm with Bear. I think you'll make the NCAA tournament every year. You're in with a lot of elite top-level prospects in 2020. And if you can get those guys, I think you're going to be in the mix, and I think you're going to be right back where you were this year. I would much rather overpay if we're overpaying. I'd much rather do that than have some no-name from Northern Kentucky or some directional school come in here and have another rebuilding project. That's just me, though.
Had a no-name from Wisconsin-Milwaukee that worked out one time.
Once, though. Go back through the history.
One time we listened to Ernie Grunfeld when we were hiring a basketball coach.
There have been plenty of other times we've hired no-names from directional schools that it's not panned out too well.
Fair enough. Donnie Tindall comes to mind.
Konzo Martin, Butch Jones, Derek Dooley.
Uncle Jed.
The list is very long. 865-546-8200. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive.
I feel like this is kind of end of the show kind of music.
Not necessarily.
Pick it up a little bit, Rick.
But Tuesday's not gone. We're right in the middle of Tuesday. Bad joke.
I don't think Cody shares the same level of love for
Skinner
as me and you.
Yeah.
Top 50 band all time.
Wow.
They are.
Oh, I know they are.
Maybe even top 30.
Yeah, I'd probably go top 10, but it's just me.
We'll have Russ on at 4:30. He's gonna join us from his
great.
From his infirmary. Give us his take on the Masters, Orange and White game, the Rick Barnes stuff, and Game of Thrones.
That's how I know he's really sick. He's been wanting to talk about this Game of Thrones stuff for 2 years now. Finally got a fresh episode to break down live on the air.
Before we get to Russ, though, did you see those Smokey statues that they unveiled over the weekend?
Yeah, I did. Don't care for them.
They're ugly.
You don't like dogs or what?
No, I said this to who was I in a conversation with on Twitter? Richie D, former producer of The Drive. Super nice guy. And I told him I felt like it was something you'd see down at Sarguna Golf out in Farragut.
Yeah.
That's what they kind of look like to me.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, they kind
of
did.
I mean, I like the idea. I like the idea of having the Smokey statues spread across campus.
Put them in the whatever, is it bronze or whatever the heck they made the Neyland statue out of.
Make them all bronze.
You can have different poses for them, but they need to be bronze. They should have been bronzed.
Yeah. And
not painted cement putt-putt golf course
looking. Looks like something
hazards.
You buy at the over at the garden center and put out in your yard.
Yeah.
You know? Scare away the
if you're part of Vol Twitter.
Well, what was the idea behind the Smokey statues? Why was that a thing?
I don't know. I have no idea.
No
if
clue.
There's
they
a
just
reason.
Popped up.
Somebody probably just found them in the basement of the training facility or something.
No, they had a company make them. They went out.
Yeah, somebody got paid. They paid for that. They paid top dollar. I guarantee it.
Probably should have got a different company.
Yeah, you probably don't want to go to the putt-putt statue making company.
I mean, who was in charge of this when they showed them the models? And obviously saw that they were going to look like yard decorations and, like you said, the putt-putt decorations. Who gave the green light on that?
I can just hear the meetings over there. Like, now, you guys want these to look like yard decorations, right? Yes, that's what we're going for. We want them to be ceramic, preferably hollow, to where you could just kick one over, if possible.
Yeah, I wonder if you go up to them and you knock on them, if
no, I bet they're solid concrete.
I was kind of hoping they
were a lot heavier.
I was hoping they were ceramic and you can knock on them and
If I can think up in about 2 seconds that it would look a lot better with bronze statues of Smokey, that should tell you something.
I mean,
should have made them all out of pure gold with all that damn tuition money they're bringing in over there.
I mean, even if you, it would have been a better idea because I think they did 10 of them for all 10 Smokies. Even if you just did one, if you would have just pulled all the money for all 10 of those crappy ones and saved up for one decent one that would be bronze or whatever, and just put it
down there right by gate. What's the big gate right that comes up right the parking lot for Alumni Gym? Is that 21?
No, 21's the one that has the big gate. The big ramp is gate 10.
Okay, no, I'm talking about gate 21.
Like, okay, yeah.
Why not just have one really big dog statue?
Yeah, like right out there.
Just put it right in front of Neyland, or right beside Neyland, I guess.
Yeah. Giant Smokey in bronze.
You could have just one really big one and have just 10 different dog heads coming off of one statue if you wanted to do it that way.
Kind of like the Targaryen sigils.
Yeah. Yeah, like a dragon with several heads.
Yeah, be a Smokey with several heads.
I mean, you probably save money that way.
Take a quick break. 865-546-8200. As we let our grievances be known against the university about the ugly dog statues, we'll take a quick break. Russell Smith will join us from his sick bed when we continue. You're listening to The Drive.
The Drive.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
The Drive continues, Fox Sports Knoxville. Let's get Russell in here. Russell, hope you're feeling better.
Meh, doing all right. Better than yesterday, but good to be with you guys. You all right?
Doing good, Russ. Holding the fort down while you're away.
Doing great, Russ.
So you went to. I understand you woke up a little tickle today. You went to the doctor and got a clean bill of health.
Yes, I was, because the first thing, as soon as I woke up and my throat was sore, I was like, oh no, Russell's giving me strep. So I went to the doctor. They said it was nothing. They said it was not strep, just a little bit of sinus drainage, so nothing to worry about.
Said rub some dirt on it and go to work, you big pansy, is basically what they told you?
And that's exactly what I did.
Well, good for you.
Well,
What are your thoughts on it? I mean, we haven't talked to you since the Masters, Orange and White game, the whole Rick Barnes fiasco today.
Yeah.
Thrones.
I feel like I wasted, you want to take your sick days on days when there's nothing going on, and I feel like I wasted two pretty good show days. So hopefully I'm planning on being in there tomorrow, so hopefully I can kind of give some takes on all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, there's been a lot going on. What do you want to talk about?
I mean, for instance, with the Barnes, let's get into this Barnes thing, because that's driven the entire show so far. I pose the question, it's our hot question. Did Barnes' press conference today in his comments change your expectations for him and his program going forward?
No, not at all. Because my expectations for him and the program are already huge. And look, I understand people are online mad about what he said, but Twitter is not real life. Rick Barnes is still widely beloved by this fan base. He could go out to Copper Cellar on the Strip tonight for dinner, and he'd have, a line of people waiting to get his autograph and a picture at his table. Not that big a deal. First of all, did we learn anything today that we didn't know? We kind of knew this was the case. He just confirmed it. And second of all, now that it is confirmed, I mean, like, what changes? He's still your basketball coach. Are we really so insecure that it bothers us that, yeah, you know, his dream job came calling? He's not one of us. He's not from here. His wife went here. I think he genuinely likes it here. But when your dream job calls, or one of them, you listen. You know, you pick up the phone and you listen to him. And that's all that he – I mean, he stayed. He stayed here. They didn't come up with the buyout money. So what? Good. Like, it worked out for us. I don't – golly, man. You know, I figured that some people – we saw that last week, you know, before he even confirmed that it was the case, that the only reason he stayed was the buyout money. Some people are like, oh, well, you know, that's going to change things. No, it's really not. But now that it did surprise me that the level of that, you know, I've seen it on Twitter. But again, Twitter's not real life. Rick Barnes is fine here. He's
I mean, we have had a couple of phone calls that were pretty incendiary.
No.
Care to guess?
John Tweet and Jamie and maybe Phil.
Phil, yeah, but Phil was actually fairly calm about the whole thing.
T-Carp.
Yeah,
T-Carp
was
like
three people, you know, Twitter's not real life. Talk radio phone callers are not representative of the entire slice of the pie. I mean, they're funny, don't get me wrong. But, man, I mean, Rick Barnes is one of the more popular figures in Knoxville at this time. And at the end of the day, we're not wrapping up a coaching search today where we introduce Joe Blow from BFE State as our new head coach. We're recruiting Josiah James. We're recruiting Corey Walker Jr. We're recruiting Walker Kessler. You know, and if we're bringing in, and you guys know who the type of coach we would be bringing in. We're probably not going to go hire Steve Forbes. It's probably going to be, you know, another up and comer. And we're back to where we were when Barnes got here, recruiting three stars that nobody had ever heard of. And, you know, we're just in such a better place. And I don't understand why people are so mad about it. It was why some people are so mad about it.
Right. I mean, I think that even if we are overpaying for Barnes, I think it's much better than the alternative of, like you said, bringing in somebody from Northern Kentucky, from UNC Asheville, or wherever.
Well, and I do get – here's the thing. One of the things that people like about Barnes is his candor, right?
Yeah.
He tells you what's on his mind, says what he thinks. He doesn't sugarcoat things, and he generally tells the truth. Well, you know, most coaches, when asked that question, would probably lie about it, and I would argue that it would be a white lie, rather innocuous. No, you know, it never got that far. Tennessee's where I want to be. And you just kind of dance around the subject and you don't admit what he admitted to. I'll bet you anything that Philip Fulmer wishes he had done that today. There are people over there at UT right now who are not all that thrilled that Coach Barnes
that he admitted
was so truthful today. So,
you think Coach Fulmer's one of them, Russ?
Do what?
You think Fulmer's one of those people?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but what do you think, Mayor? Do you think Coach Fulmer wants people to know that the only reason we kept the coach is because UCLA was too cheap to come up with all the buyout money? Of course he wishes Barnes had just danced around the subject. That's what he would have done.
Yeah.
That's what Jeremy Pruitt would have done. That's what Nick Saban would have done. That's what 90% of big-time D1 men's football and basketball coaches would do today. But that's not Rick Barnes.
No, it's not. I'm just not that upset. But I'm more excited. I'm interested to see, or I'm more concerned with, we had another big-time player hit the transfer portal today, the grad transfer, the big kid, what's his name?
Blackshear from Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Sure would be nice. But, I mean, how long?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got until Grant and Jordan, until they decide, we don't have anything.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, we've talked about that for a long time, even before Grant and Jordan declared that they were going to test the waters, so to speak. You know, this is, it's a tough situation to be in, and Barnes pretty much today said there's not going to be any other movement besides Grant and maybe Bone. So we've got, what, another month and a half before those guys decide whether they're in or they're out. Thing that's interesting in talking to some people, it sounds to me like Bone is more committed to the draft at this point than Grant Williams is. And I wonder if he's not getting some bad advice from people close to him. You know, his brother, of course, played here.
Josh.
Yeah, he played here. And I think he's advising him. And he's not the only one, but I think there are people around him who are like, you know, encouraging him to go pro regardless of what the feedback may be. So, I mean, that would be an open spot. You know, I think there's a pretty good chance that both of them could end up going. But is Kerry Blackshear, I think, you know, is he going to wait around for that?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I think you mentioned it, what, last week or the week before. The problem is that we won't know until, what'd you say, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain these guys are going to be wanting to get somewhere.
You know, 6 weeks is about the kind of time that it would take to make a big decision like that. I would think if you're going to transfer, I don't think you make it in 1 or 2 weeks, a month or so. If you're Rick Barnes, you know, I think you can reach out even without a scholarship technically available. And you just say, hey, look, you know, explain the situation. This is where Rick Barnes' candor comes in again. Say, hey, look, you know, I think we're going to have a spot for you. I can't 100% guarantee it. Otherwise, I'd go ahead and offer it to you right now. But you're a good enough player. I think the guy averaged like 14 points and 8 rebounds a game for a team that went to the Sweet 16 this year. Like, you know, I think we're – listen, even if we don't have a spot for you, there's going to be plenty of schools that will take you. Now, he might not want to hear that because he wants to go to – the best spot that he can go to, which is totally understandable, but that's all you can do is call him up and explain the situation truthfully and say, listen, we'd love to have you, man. Can you wait 6 weeks for us? You know, because there's a pretty good chance that we're going to have a spot for you. And, you know, then you got Jalen Cohn, who they're trying to get to reclassify, the 5'9" point guard out of the hills of North Carolina. Sounds like a really nice prospect over there. So, I mean, that would probably be the, with Walker Kessler not classifying, if you lose Bone and Grant and replace them with Blackshear and Cohn, I'd say you did probably about as well as you could in that situation.
Yeah, I would say you have.
Russ?
Yeah.
Well, let's we'll take a quick break. Are you going to hold on through the break?
I don't know, guys. I got a thing pretty busy right here. You know, could we hurry? Yeah, I can hold, Brandon. I'm sitting here in my pajamas still. I haven't changed. I'm watching soccer. I got a half-eaten sandwich next to me. Yeah, I think I can manage. I'll be here, okay?
Hey, Russ, Cody McClure here. I don't mean to change the subject, I don't mean to change the subject. Should I just invoice you for this appearance, or Nate told me to just take it up with you? So should I just? I'm just going to send you an invoice. Is that cool?
Yeah. You just send that to wherever it is. You send those things, and you know, if you don't hear right back from me on that, Cody, just sit tight. Sometimes I get backlogged. You know, you ever get backlogged?
Absolutely.
Stuff just doesn't get done that you thought was going to get done. You meant to do it. I'm sure that's what will happen on the off chance, you know, because it's not very likely that I wouldn't get right back to you on that. But it's just backlogged, you know. I'll have my people look at it, and eventually you'll get some sort of response, perhaps, maybe, probably not.
All right. I trust that'll happen.
All right. Sure. All right, we'll take a quick break. Russ will hang with us on the other side. We'll get his take on the Masters, maybe. maybe get his take on Game of Thrones. You listen to The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Drive continues. Fox Sports Knoxville. Brandon, Bear, Rick, Cody McClure, and Russell Smith joining us via telephone. All right, Bear.
You still there, Russ?
I'm here.
All right. We'll talk about the orange and white game tomorrow. We haven't heard from you since the greatest. Sure, if you agree to it. I mean, you're the captain. And we don't have to.
I mean, was that not like the most the orange and white game? I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be full of fireworks and everything. But golly, man! I mean, just
we forget every year that they're. I mean, it's just a glorified practice. It's
total
boring.
Snoozer.
It feels like it was even more worthless this year. I mean, it was like from the first play, it was just like, wow, this is not very exciting.
No, it really wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was they need to do something to spice that up. But yeah, maybe we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow.
What we haven't talked to you about.
How was your Sunday? I mean, Sunday was remarkable. You had Tiger winning the Masters, and then you go right into
the
season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, it was a remarkable day of television, no doubt about it. So I woke up Sunday with an ear infection. Well, I didn't know it was an infection, like an earache. I was like, oh, my God, like, I don't know, what am I, like 7 years old? Like, what adult gets an ear infection anymore? And I don't know, like, if you guys remember from being a kid, but it's really pretty painful. And so I was like, I knew the Masters was starting, but I also knew that, like, this wasn't going to get better on its own. I had to go to a doctor. So did the little clinic thing, and I scheduled the appointment. Like, I could have gone at 10 a.m., but I knew the Masters was on, and I wanted to watch, so I scheduled it for 2. Of course, Masters didn't end until, like, 3.
Right.
And so I'm sitting there in, like, the waiting room watching on my phone. God bless the Masters app. What a quality app that is. Free? Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. So they're watching that with, like, my ear throbbing. Oh. What a remarkable scene, man. I mean, how long have we been talking about it? Like, is Tiger Woods done? Is he ever going to win another master, another major? And to see him do it, you know, and the one knock on him has always been, and it, granted, it's a pretty weak knock in my opinion, but, you know, he'd never come from behind on the final day to win a major. So he does that after, was it 4 back surgeries, spinal fusion, whatever. You know, he's not he had to reinvent himself too. He's not the dominant force that he used to be. He's not the longest hitter out there. He struggled with his putter all weekend. He just kind of grinded it out. So to see a guy come back from, you know, physical injury, physical breakdown, mental / emotional breakdown, personal problems, drug addiction. It's a cool story, right? It's a redemption story.
Yeah.
Everybody's pulling for him out there. You know, I mean, just seeing him with his kids and everything, it was very cool, in my opinion.
You should have just kept the appointment at 10, Russ.
I should have.
Then you'd have been home. You could have watched.
Brandon.
You could have watched a good deal of it. But
no, I watched it. I was just.
But you could have watched it at home, in the comfort of your own home.
What are you doing?
I'm just giving Russ some advice.
Crapping all over our guests.
It's something that you don't do daily.
It's different, Russ. So where are you at? You watched? Were you able to watch Thrones Sunday night?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was able to watch that. Watched it again yesterday. Solid episode. You know, kind of laying the groundwork, obviously, for some things that are going to happen. You know, I think some people might have been hoping for some more fireworks right off the bat, maybe a death or something. But, you know, they like I said, you know, laid the groundwork for future events. It's going to be hard to wrap up a show like this. It always is. These huge shows, Breaking Bad, The Sopranos, Lost, you know, shows that just kind of capture the entire country's imagination and have so many subplots and storylines. It's hard to tie it all up in the end. I'm sure the ending is going to be controversial. Some people are not going to be thrilled with it. But so far, I think it's off to a pretty good start.
Well, I agree. I just, the only part I didn't like, or it wasn't even not liking, I just hate that they wasted that kind of time, was the whole Dragon Joyride.
Yeah, that did seem to go on for a minute, didn't it? I mean, are they laying the groundwork for a theme park ride with that? That's kind of basically what I was thinking during the course of that.
Russ, what do you think happens to my queen, Cersei? Does she end up on the throne? I got her at 25-1 on Odd Shark.
Oh, thought Cersei over there just giving it up to old Euron.
Yeah, it was so weird because she had that quote, you know, she's like, if you want a whore, buy one, and then if you want a queen, go earn her, and then she's just like, ah, come on back.
It's like she got, like, just in the course of walking across the stage or whatever, it's like she got turned on or something. It's like, yeah, well, you know, whatever. Yeah, well, let's do it. And, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm sorry, what was your question, Cody?
What do you think happens to Cersei? Because Cersei's my favorite character, and I stand by her. She's my queen. I respect her power. Everybody hates her. I love her. I'm just wondering when you think she might die. And if she does.
Yeah, there's no way she lives, right? I mean, she's definitely a goner. Like, I don't think she sits at the Iron Throne. I don't see some face turn for her coming up. I do think that Brandon has the theory that the Kingslayer, her brother, her lover.
Yeah, I think Jaime's the one that does it.
Yeah, that he
by sword or by poison, though.
Yeah, I think he might.
Or what about Arya wearing his face?
Do what?
What about Arya wearing Jaime Lannister's face?
Faceless girl.
Maybe Jaime dies in the in the battle, and Arya.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good one. All right, Russ, we're up against it. Appreciate you hopping on with us for a little bit, and hopefully you'll be better tomorrow and be back in here.
Shout out to Ajax. The Dutch footballing giants have just taken down Cristiano Ronaldo and Juventus in Champions League action. They advance. What do you think about that, Bear?
Ajax.
Get him out of here.
Ajax and Juventus.
Get him out. That's what I think about that. Get wet, Russ. I don't have the sound effects because you won't let anybody touch it.
Hour two in the books. Hour three on the way. You're listening to The Drive on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Drive.